This is Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Baba. And now it's time for Audiograph, the Bay Area's sonic signature. Here's KALW's Nina Gensler-Debs.
All week long, we've been playing you this sound.
Big whistle, everybody! Watch your ears!
There's a big difference between, at least in our minds, between the fashion craze of steampunk and our existence as steam dorks.
Did you know what that was? We sent reporter Sarah Tan to West Oakland to find out more.
I'm not trapped in a train engine right now, but it sure feels like I could be. I'm surrounded by large gears, metal pistons, and billowing clouds of hot, wet steam. Tucked away in a warehouse behind a metal scrapyard is Kinetic Steamworks. It's an industrial space for people to tinker with old machines in West Oakland. A mishmash group of engineers, artists, and hobbyists gather here every weekend to bring back the lost art of steam power. In the 19th century, steam was used to power boats, trains, pretty much anything that could be run by a pulley and a wheel. But by the early 20th century, it fell out of use in favor of diesel fuel, which was cheaper and more efficient. But it's still used in some places. Steamworks member Troy Welch tells me.
Now steam is happening in power plants. You just don't see it. They're giant steam turbines, and they're still what makes, you know, most of this country go.
In fact, over 90% of electricity generated in power plants is created using steam power.
Steam is part of our history, whether or not, you know, America recognizes it or not.
Troy says their group was founded as a way to get more people excited about working with steam power.
But the demographics, unfortunately, you see a lot of these guys, a lot of them are getting older, a lot of them are passing away. You know, the founders sort of wanted something different than that. They didn't want an old steam group. They wanted something where you could engage younger people and artists. And so they said, let's do something unique. Let's take steam and mix it with art.
And so in 2005, Kinetic Steamworks was born.
And then next thing you know, everybody was sort of hooked on steam.
That's Steven Rademacher, a plumber by day and weekend steam enthusiast.
That's very leaky.
Why is it leaking?
Today, Steven and Troy are working on the group's main steam engine.
We call this engine Roy. And it's been a real runner for us.
Roy's about 5 feet tall. He's got two long, thin metal pipes curving around the top that draw steam in and let water out. At the base is a metal wheel. And above that, a couple metal gears and pistons pump furiously. Roy is used as a power source. They'll hook his steam-powered wheel up to gears that might turn a pencil sharpener, or power a vibrating couch, or play keys on a piano. There are lots of projects people work on here. But the biggest one, a fully restored steam-powered printing press. It's the size of a small boat.
My grandfather used to work on the railroad back in the day, so I've always had a love of mechanical things.
Member Marcia Hurst is a nurse during the day, but she says she's always been passionate about machines and figuring out why they work, which is why she joined Kinetic Steamworks 6 years ago.
I'm kind of an amateur artist, so that kind of, I can contribute sometimes with artwork. And then I also have one of these presses.
For her, Kinetic Steamworks is like science and art coming together. She's helped refurbish an old printing press, and now she uses the press to make prints. Marcia says it's important that people can see the engines with all their parts moving, something you can't always do with other machines like your iPhone or computer.
I think there's something really powerful and great about understanding exactly how something works. And I also think it inspires people to maybe be a little more creative and realize we've gone from this to what we have now. You know, that there's so many possibilities of what you can do.
So members really see steam power not just as nostalgia for the past, but as inspiration for the future. Which is why Steven Rademacher says,
we're not steampunks, we're steam dorks.
No top hats, goggles, or any other Victorian clothing here.
There's a big difference between the fashion craze of steampunk and our existence as steam dorks.
Steampunk is all right, he says, But steam dorks, they get the wheels turning. In West Oakland, I'm Sarah Tan for CrossCurrents.